Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight I'm proud to bring you the Disclosure Network with Nick Curto. Greetings and welcome, Nick. How are you, my friend?
Oh, never better, Hercules. Great to be with you and our listeners out there. We have a dynamite guest tonight, and here in New York City, I probably would venture to say in New Jersey, where you are too, we still have some really bad wind and a lot of rain, and it's supposed to go on for at least two or three more days. That's what I saw.
That's what I hear, yes. We were out there.
Unfortunately, I had to postpone our DNNY meeting, which was going to be scheduled for tomorrow, Sunday, October 2nd, at the center in the West Village. And I had to postpone it because of the weather forecast. I wouldn't want to drag people out in that kind of condition. So we're going to have to reschedule that, hopefully for next Sunday. But I have to get an okay from our venue before I can go ahead and make that announcement.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'll be here if you need me, and I look forward to today's show.
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, many thanks, Hercules, always. Once again, the program is Nick Curto Presents the Disclosure Network. I'm Nick Curto, co-founder and director of Disclosure Network New York, and your host for this live podcast, 60 Minutes. DNNY is a grassroots organization now celebrating our 22nd year, can't believe that, but it's true, providing two meetings per month throughout the year, and we're based in Manhattan. We focus on cutting-edge UFO ET issues of all kinds, paranormal phenomenon, as well as many other important and related subjects from a wide variety of areas and sources as we go deep into this exciting and very misunderstood subject matter that the mainstream corporate press will very seldom tell us about in any detail whatsoever, if they even begin to disclose it. Our members do intensive investigative research, and we've got the best members you can imagine into these various cutting-edge topics, and share that information with our group at our meetings, and also with our internet followers. We have that also. Now, our motto, which I'm very happy to tell you right from day one, is, quote, connecting the dots to seek truth, unquote. And that is what we live by. We also have available to our DNNY members worldwide, and we do have members in many countries, the DNNY News Blast email service, and that is focusing on the most important topics of special interest to our group each and every day. And it's never been so full of information and data as right now. It's a very, as we all know, it's a very, very exciting time to be living. Also, you may visit our website, which is dnny.info, I-N-F-O. I'm going to repeat that, dnny.info. By becoming a member of our group, you will be connected with other members worldwide. You'll also be receiving our announcements, our meeting announcements, which are now face-to-face, our cutting-edge news, and believe me, there's a lot of it, as well as invitations to special events throughout the year, including picnics in Central Park and other walks around the city with various topics. Our venue is in the West Village. The center has just reopened recently. We were going to have our first meeting after 2.5 years of not being there because the venue was closed because of COVID. But now it's reopened, and we planned to have a wonderful guest, Joe Foster, who is going to give a PowerPoint presentation tomorrow. But because of the very bad extreme weather, both the rain and the wind, we have postponed that meeting. We're sending a notice out now to everyone who's responded that they wanted to go. And we're going to try to reschedule it as soon as possible, hopefully for next Sunday, but we need a confirmation before I can make that announcement. The Zoom meetings we have are the third Wednesday of each month, and that goes from 7:30 to 9 p.m., and we will continue one Zoom meeting a month and then one person-to-person meeting at the center. So it will be two different types of meeting each month. If you'd like details about becoming a DNNY member, and I hope you will consider that, please email me and I'll get you that information. I'm going to give you now my email address, which is nicknyny1, and that's the numeral 1, at gmail.com. Again, nicknyny1 at gmail.com. Well, with that said, I am very excited and very pleased to have a wonderful guest here with us this evening. He's a dear friend and colleague, and he's one of the most amazing men you could possibly ever hope to meet. Julian Michael, a very warm welcome to you, sir.
Hello, Nick, and blessings to you as well as everyone else, as well as everyone who is experiencing whatever they, wherever with this weather, because the weather is unpredictable and it's a very interesting time right now. And happy October. We're in October again.
I thought it would never come. We had probably one of the hottest summers here in Manhattan we've ever experienced. It was brutal. It was hot and very humid. We hit the high numbers in the 90s and I think a few times over 100. And I think we're all very pleased that we're here in October now with a lot more pleasant weather. Unfortunately, this isn't one of the weekends for that good weather. We have to get through this, but we're looking forward to a beautiful fall. That's for sure.
Well,
now, Julian, I'd like to start off right now, if you will, and I'm going to ask you briefly, because when I ask you about your background, you have an amazing, we could do a whole program just on your background, but could you just very briefly touch base about what kinds of things you've been involved with?
Well, I'm a quantum numerologist for over 40 years. And I've appeared on different shows from Nightline to ABC, CBS Morning Show, all that and more. I've done conferences. I've spoken at the United Nations. That's where we met, Nick.
Yes, absolutely.
Years ago, I'm a past life hypnotherapist, 30 years doing that. I'm a author, public speaker, Reiki master, reconnective healer. I lived in Brazil for 8 years in the 90s. So I escaped the United States and all that was going on to go on my own transpersonal journey. And I'm living in New York City. And right now I'm in Florida, so I just experienced the hurricane, but I was on the east side, north of Miami, rather than the west side. But I have heard a lot of strange stories about what was going on, especially on the west side, with the different areas there.
I saw the videos of some of the massive destruction, and I feel so bad for the people who have lost their homes, all of their possessions, their very personal items that cannot be replaced. And some of those homes are either floating or they're totally demolished. And the people, some of them are going to have to start their lives right from square one again. And it's just so sad to see that happening on such a huge scale too. So I'm glad that you didn't face that kind of destruction down there
Thank
in Florida
you.
Right now. But boy, there's a lot of people there that are really hurting, and our prayers go out to each and every one of them.
Well, as a numerologist, and what if each letter corresponds to a number, that number has a meaning? So even words, not only are names and birth dates, and that's a whole different matter, but we take the word hurricane, H-U-R-R-I-C-A-N-E, And we start off with the H. And the H would be the foundation letter, which means that all the letters, they embrace this H. And what numerology basically is, it's soul mathematics. So the H being the eighth letter is all about power. So the hurricane is not only a power to itself, but the word hurricane, taking the letters to the numbers, finding out the in-depth soul meaning of what hurricane is all about, its character. You take the letters, the sum is a 52-7. So not only is the hurricane powerful, but it has a mystery to it. It has a certain way of doing things without people knowing what it's going to do next. So it has sort of like a very, sort of like a sense of just trying to figure out. You're trying to figure out what its puzzle is. It's like a puzzle. So you're trying to figure out how to put this puzzle together, what this hurricane is trying to do. So the hurricane Ian, and Ian comes out to a 15-6. It's a 915, a 15-6 energy. So you add the 15 and the 52, and hurricane Ian comes out to a 67-13-4. And what does that mean? The frequency is a 13-4, which means that it's a very method. It's like it's a method laboring kind of hurricane, and the four, it has its way about it, but it also is unpredictable. And what's interesting about this particular hurricane, it was going 2 miles per hour. It was hanging out outside of the shore for hours and just hanging out as something called storm surge was rising and rising and rising and rising to levels of 15 to 20 feet. So this hurricane had and is intelligent.
Interesting, very interesting. You know, the whole subject of numerology is fascinating.
Yes.
And how far, if you can possibly know that, how far back does numerology go? Like what civilizations, or if you can give us any of that information?
Of course. The father of mathematics, Pythagoras, Pythagorean theorem, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. He's the father of numerology. He was a great philosopher in 550 BC in Greece. He also had his own mystery schools because he was a mystic. So here's this mystic whose students are Aristotle and Socrates, who has these schools in Crotone, Italy, and he said everything in the universe is number, and that number has a meaning. And what if we go from one life to another life? We have these names, we have these birth dates, our parents give us our name, but in actuality, because of our own soul's growth and evolution, and the fact is that we are a walking, talking frequency of these letters and numbers, we name ourselves because we're walking, talking frequencies of a physical and a cosmic. So numerology is deep. And what I love about it is that you can really get involved on a deeper level of what the soul meaning is of words. Storm surge comes out to an 11 energy, and 11 is a vibration of the messenger. So the storm surge is giving a message to us saying, hey, I'm coming in. So be aware and know that I'm coming into shore and I'm going to be on a certain level. So you need to handle me. You need to deal and do whatever you need to do to deal with my rising of your ocean. And as that ocean goes into land now. So, and that's what storm surge is.
Interesting. Interesting. I know you have clients, you have had for a long time, and
yes.
I would think that they would want to know perhaps their name or where they're living, and if is there a meeting with the letters and numbers, and also I wonder if they ask you questions and you could somehow come up with an answer based on the numbers either that they're telling you or things that you might discover about them.
Well, everything works in cycles, Nick. So the fact is that everything has a meaning. What Pythagoras said, everything in the universe is number, that number has a meaning. We're in 2022. And look at all these twos. And the two is a vibration of union, of coming together. So the 2022 is saying it's for us to commune. Community is very important at this time. The two also is the vibration and the signature of problem solving, as well as it's also the energy of the host, the hostess. It's also the energy of truth and lies, truth and lies. So we don't have to go too far with that in regards to knowing and understanding that we're in a time right now where something sometimes tells us when we're listening to an official of the government or our from our president all the way down, that something is saying, you know what, I don't know if this guy is telling the truth or not. It's just a gut feeling. Because the two also is your subconscious. It's also a signature of your intuition. So 2022, and whenever you have zero, the zero is like a mirror. So the mirror is where you're at with yourself. If you're positive, if you're optimistic, so you're going to create in the mirror a positive outlook. No matter what's going on, you have faith and trust that things are going to work out. If you're coming from a negative place, if you're afraid, if you're nervous, if you are jealous, if you're angry, that's what that mirror is going to reflect in and at you as well as in your field. The 2022 with all those twos also is a six. So the six is the universal year of this particular signature of 2022. And the six is the arm of source over the zero. And the zero is that of your stomach. So it's what you're eating, what you're putting into your stomach. As you eat, so you are. It's also the sixth chakra, which is that of your third eye. So it's asking you to open up your intuition because your intuition is a doorway to your psychic energy, your imagination, which is a part of your psychic energy. And also the sixth in numerology is the signature of beauty and love. What's the opposite of love? Hate. Two is, all those three twos is peace. Peace, what's the opposite of peace? War. So you have all of these different dynamics that are happening in 2022. We're in October, which is a 10, which is a 1. January is a one. So I ask everyone in your audience to look at where you started in January in regards to your plans, your aspirations, your dreams, what is it that you wish to do in 2022? And now that we're in October, which is a one, it's asking you to reflect, to look at your January, to see what you did and what you didn't do, what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish, if you feel successful, complete. If not, it's time for you now to look at all of your life's experiences to this time from January to October and now go, okay, this is more of what I can do and what I see happening. Time to put that into action and ask yourself, okay, I got 3 more months till January 2023. What is it that I wish to do now? As a 10-1. And let's say the 10 is that of the tree of life. It's the signature of you embracing your Kabbalist, of you embracing the 10 sephiras. And the 10 sephiras are the mirrors of source. It's how you experience that part of you that's connected with you being that of the oracle, of you being that of also the Jedi, of you being that of the magician in tarot. And the 10th card in tarot is fortune. So you have all of these positive aspects asking you to wake up to the world, your world. You are the one who's the navigator now, not anyone else. You're the navigator of your world. It's your new world. It's your new world order. It's not the new world order that's being put upon you. Your new world order of what is it that you wish to do now to feel successful, to feel complete, to feel creative, to feel prosperous, to feel like you're making a difference.
So interesting. That is amazing. That really is. You know, Julian, I have to tell you that, and I can't, well, maybe you can explain it. I cannot, but there are certain numbers that resonate to me. It's they're special to me. And there's like, for instance, I'll give you an example. One, two, three, four, these five numbers have always resonated to me as very, very special. And they are 1, 3, 7, 9, and 10.
Okay.
And it's just, my question is, why does that happen to me? Why am I feeling something very special from numbers like this?
Well, can I ask you your birthday?
Yes, July 26, 1943.
So what if this birth date and our birth dates is a special code? And I call it the PIN number. We have PIN numbers to the phone, the computers. We have a PIN number to our soul's account, month, day, and year. And these three energies create the fourth energy, which is your main energy. And this purports your talents, opportunities, lessons, and challenges in your life. What's happened to you in the years ahead? What's happening to you this year, this month, this day? It has your purposes. It has your prosperity. It has your health. It has your sexuality. It has all this and more. that you're born in July and seven is one of your energies. And the seven, if you look at the form of these numbers, and I always ask people to look at the form of the numbers. The seven is a parabolic antenna that faces the earth. So what it's doing is it's getting all the nutrients out of Mother Earth onto itself, and then it's an arrow pointing to where? The other planets, the stars, the universes. So the seven is energy of that of the mystic. It's that of the soul detective. It's that of a person who is also in their mind and beyond. So the seven, when it comes up for you, Nick, is asking you, hey, are you thinking out of the box, or are you very sort of like very didactic and very kind of like, this is the way things are? Or are you allowing yourself?
No, I would have to say, you know me well. You know me well enough to know that if anything, I'm not that kind of laid back. I always am looking for what's next.
So whenever you see the seven, you just say, okay, this seven is just reminding me that I am the alchemist. I am the magician. And for me to have faith and belief in myself. That's
very interesting. Huh.
The one is the first energy, and it's one. So it's strength, it's confidence, it's being in charge, it's the vibration of the leader. And what are leaders? Leaders teach other people how to lead. So the one, when it shows up, is saying, hey, Nick, you're a leader. Or it might just also say, hey, Nick, you're trying to do everything by yourself, and it's time for you to either ask for help or say, you know what, I'm in charge, but I'm going to bring someone else in that I can work with.
Absolutely true. Absolutely spot on, Julian, spot on.
The three is all about communication. It's all about expression. It's your artistic genius awakening. It's your voice. It's your writing. It's you being that of the artist. So when the three pops up, it says, hey, Nick, are you restless, or are you feeling creative, artistic? Are you listening
creative
to what is not said? Are you smiling? And a smile means that you're putting a smile onto others, because smile and the whole world will smile with you. So the
That's absolutely true.
About taking action in your creative energies. The nine is 3 times 3. And if you look at the nine is a one with the top zero, one with higher mind, one with the divine. So to be in that enchanted place of that nine, the nine is saying, and when it comes up, hey, Nick, is there something that you need to clean up? Is there something that you need to emotionally forgive? Is there something that possibly it's called Ho'oponopono, which is a sacred ritual by the Hawaiians, by the elders, the high priests, that they do a ceremony of letting go, of surrendering? Are you feeling love? Because nine is unconditional love when you let go. Are you surrendering to a higher part of yourself? Are you dealing with humanity? Because the nine is that of the human being. It's that of humanity. Are you networking? And in networking, how you feel about it? How are you doing networking? So the nine has all these different signatures to it. The 10, which is a 1, which we're in October at 10-1, and like I said, the 10 is the tree of life. It's fortune. It's you being in a place in the world where it's time for you to grasp it. And not suffering, but really be optimistic and know that you're being asked to now embrace new beginnings in your life. And in doing so, you will be rewarded generously.
Julian, I have to tell you that you have identified so much of my feelings and my desires and my wants. I mean, you really absolutely targeted it with those numbers. And I really understand what you're saying, and it makes sense to me. Thank you so much for that. Really, that is quite something. I really appreciate you doing that.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions about numbers too, if I may.
Sure, of course.
The first one is, numbers are the business of the stock market. And
yes.
My question is, have you ever had an offer or if any numerologist that you know that a stock market offices, companies have employed numerologists for, I would say, looking for what's next? Has that ever happened?
Well, because of the unpredictability and the manipulation of the stock market, it's like one has to not just use the numbers, one has to use their intuition and understand what is and what isn't. It's the same thing with gambling. I've been asked to participate in, everything from football to gambling and stuff like that. But I don't go there because there's no reason for me to play that game, especially with people who want to pay me large amounts of money. And at the same time, if something happens that I could possibly make a mistake, I don't want to find myself at the front door with a number of interesting characters.
Yep. I can understand that makes some sense.
I stay away from that.
I can understand.
From that kind
of
fortune.
You don't want to go there.
From that kind of fortune-telling.
I totally get that, too.
I just wrote down the word UFOs. And UFOs comes out to a 3661-713-16-7. So UFOs is like the hurricane. It's mysterious. It's something that one has to register deep within themselves and ask themselves, what have I just connected with? What is being told to me? What am I seeing? What am I reading? What am I listening to? How does it register with me, this idea that there could be something called UFOs, intergalactic vehicles, either from other planets, universes, or even within our own planet. So UFOs is asking you to connect with your alchemist and realize, the only way I can communicate with UFOs if I myself realize how to connect with a higher frequency within myself so I can communicate to this energy and these people, no matter who they are, these beings. But I also need to understand, as a Merlin, as a magician, it's also very important that I'm mindful and I know how to protect myself.
Well, I have to say that we have had sightings as a group were absolutely were unidentified objects that were coming through the skies. In one case, my group was looking for that, and we sent a meditation for 1 hour asking for a communication of some kind. And
exactly.
After an hour, we one of the quieter members of the group screamed. Now, this is in the middle of Central Park at night. It was probably about maybe 9 o'clock at night or so. And we did a meditation, and that was based on a wonderful meditation tape. We had loudspeakers.
Yeah.
There was nobody else in the park. I mean, it was literally us, a very lonely area. And after the meditation, one of our members, who was one of the quieter members of our group, screams, "Oh my God, turn around, everybody, look up." And we did, and there was three lights. They were bright white lights, and they were slowly moving in the sky. And they were, we couldn't tell if they were three separate vehicles or one vehicle with three lights on each point. But as this thing went in front of a star, the star was blocked, totally blocked, which means it was one vehicle because it had blocked the star, and it had three lights. It was a triangle, and as it slowly came over us in Central Park, and here we are, one of the biggest cities in the world, and here we are, and in that environment, and it came over, and then it stopped dead. It absolutely stopped right over us. You couldn't tell how high it could have been, huge, way up, but it stopped for about maybe 15, 20 seconds. No one could speak. And then it continued on that route towards the northeast until it was completely gone. And and here we are, ufologists, and we all had cameras and all that. Do you think anybody had the idea of taking a photograph? We were so totally mind-boggled by what happened. Nobody took a photograph, and then it was gone. In other words, somebody or something knew we were asking for communication, and they heard us, and they acknowledged us. Think of that.
Yes. Well, the word UFO comes out to a 15-6, which is, again, six is the vibration of beauty, the heart, also the third eye. UFOs is a 16-7, which is that of mystery and alchemy. So what's important is when we get in touch with these beings, first protect yourself in every which way, because you don't know who and what you're dealing with. And then
that's true.
The next thing, and I use everything from white light, golden light, the words Om Namah Shivaya. I bow to the Shiva, the light within myself. I had a discussion with J.J. Hertog, who wrote the book The Keys of Enoch, a wonderful book by J.J. Hertog, Dr. J.J. Hertog. And when I told him my experience, he told me that Om Namah Shivaya is one of the most powerful vibrations in all of Hinduism. It's a very, very powerful mantra, as well as it's also a mantra of protection against any and all energies and entities. So, I've had the experience, it's very important to protect yourself and then do whatever you can to make the connection with your heart, with your mind, to those beings, that vehicle, that star, that whatever it is that you're experiencing. And when you do it as a group, it even augments the energy, and all of a sudden you create a field as if you create a huge heart energy of this unconditional love. And what you're doing is you're sending it. You're sending it to these beings. And if they come from that space and place, they're feeling it because they themselves are working on other frequencies, especially those that are the ones who are positive, the ones that are celestial, the ones that are want to guide and help us.
Well, they are out there for sure. There's several documented stories, as you know, about
of
contact,
course.
Both a very wonderful, loving, positive contact, and the other not so much at all. In fact, very scary. And so what you're saying has been reflected by other people who in the field who said exactly the same thing. If you send love and good energy and good vibrations, you will be met with that. But if you're doing that and something is very, very wrong, you're feeling it in your gut, something is up, get away from it. That was
get
said by a
it.
Few people.
Exactly. Get away from it, but protect yourself with light, protect yourself with love, protect yourself, and they won't be able to harm you because there's a certain law even they abide to.
Yes, that is absolutely right, and I totally trust that too. You know, even when it comes to your instincts, your gut, what they say, gut feelings. I've always really trusted my gut feelings. I don't know, maybe I don't have the facts, but something is wrong. Something just doesn't feel good. It's uncomfortable. I have to trust my feelings. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Of course. And also, again, your birthday has a 7. And that 7 is that part of you, Nick, that's here to understand how to have faith and trust in that feeling that you're having.
Interesting, yes.
Because you're the alchemist. That's what the signature of the 7 is saying, you being born in July. So everyone who's born in July, or people born on the 7th, or people born on the 16th, which is a 7, people born on the 25th, or their years come out, let's say, to 1951, that's a 7. 1960, that's a 7. 1969, that's a 7. So there's certain signatures, and these people who are 7s like yourself also need space. They need space in whatever relationship they're in, to ruminate, to meditate, to do what they need to do, and then they come out to the world, and they're the teachers of the mysteries.
That is so true. Again, right on the money, right on target, Julian. Wow.
Yes.
You know, I should say right now, before we continue, because I'm looking at the clock, and I want to get more in, but if our listeners out there have a comment or possibly a question that you'd like to address to either my guest this evening, Julian Michael, or myself, I'm going to give you my email address, and please go ahead and do that. We would welcome that. And my email address is nicknyny1, and that's the numeral 1, at gmail.com. Okay, just wanted to put that in there before the program ended so that they'd have a way of communicating with us.
And they also,
Julian, how can people get a hold of you? Do you have a website or how can they? Go ahead.
My email is solmagik, soul magic with a K, at Hotmail. And my IG, my Instagram, is also soul magic. And I'm on Facebook as Julian Michael. On Twitter, I'm Julian Michael 11. On LinkedIn, I'm Julian Michael. So those are my virtual signatures.
Excellent.
I wrote
Excellent.
Down here the name of Chaim Eshed. And we were talking about UFOs, and Haim Eshed came out in around when Trump was going for his second term, when he was and then he lost it to Biden, but he was going for his second term, so he was in that period. And Haim Eshed, who's a former Israel space security chief, so this guy is huge on the Israeli space scale. In his 80s, Haim Eshed came out and said, we have bases on Mars. He himself also said that there is a confederation, a space confederation, an intergalactic confederation, but they themselves are not ready for us because we're not ready for them, because we need to get it together. And
yes,
that Donald
true.
Trump at the time understood and knew this and these particular confederations. And he was all over the news for a couple of days and then no more. So This guy is for real. It's Haim Eshed. I ask people to please look into him and also to realize also that there's more than we can even understand. But the fact that here's a man in his 80s who's the Israeli space security chief on a high, high level, who just flat out comes out and says, we have bases on the moon. We have bases on Mars. And that's it. Plain and simple.
Wow. I can certainly believe that. I really can, that we don't know at all that's what's going on. There may be security reasons that they're saying that's the reason we can't tell the general public. I don't really buy that on a personal level, but that's there. But I think that what we feel as though we know is just the tip of the iceberg of what's really there.
I really feel, and this is something, Nick, that I've thought about. Here on Earth, we have past, present, future. So if you want to understand the past, it's here. If you want to understand what's going on now, it's here. If you want to understand what the future is, it's here. It's NASA. It's what Elon Musk is doing in regards to creating an army of AI robots. Neuro Space is his company. NASA and all of its what it's doing. Something called terraforming, which we've talked about, creating Earth-like planet on other planets. And there's terraforming conferences by a guy called McKay, who is one of the head engineers of NASA, and he also is on the terraforming project of Mars. And there's a conference that's taking place in October, I believe in Arizona, with a whole bunch of different scientists, doctors, government officials, and stuff like that. So this is true. Conspiracy, terraforming is real. UFOs, just look into people like Haim Eshed. Read and listen to what the astronauts have said. Listen to and watch what Star Trek is telling you. all that is real. There's a man called Michio Kaku. You're in New York. He's the professor of, I believe, physics at City College in New York. And he talks about geoengineering. He talks about also about UFOs, as well as he was part of a conference in Dubai a number of years ago. When the UFOs come, how are we going to deal with them? Socially, as well as politically, economically, in every which way. So here's a man who's one of the top people in all of the world as physics and science goes, and he's right here, and he has books, and he speaks. So for your audience, everything is there, Nick. It's just for us to understand and be open to the what if. That's all. In 2022, going into 2023, and 2023 is a seven. You're a seven. It's alchemy.
That's true.
It's the mind. Or it's being manipulated by different organizations, different factions of business, as well as of the world, who don't wish you to be that of the charioteer, who in tarot, being the seventh card, is a man who, the charioteer, who's holding the reins onto the horses. And if you look at him very closely, the reins are not connected with the horses. He is guiding the horses with his mind. It's all about directing these sphinxes with his mind, elevating himself on a level of having and achieving dominion of his physical body, his mind, and his intuition. And that's where we're going into in 2023. We will be challenged by that, by others who don't want us to go there, who don't want us to understand the miracle that we are, who don't want us to understand the alchemist that we are, for us not to understand true love as we deserve to understand what true love is. And it doesn't mean that we have to suffer. It doesn't mean that we need to be in pain. It just is a signature of us realizing as human beings and not yet transhumanistic AI robots, we have a heart, we have feelings, we can touch, we can feel, we can drink, we can make love, and we're loving human beings.
Amen to that. Amen to that for sure. I got to ask my producer, Hercules, how much more time is remaining on the podcast?
You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right. Well, Julian, what a joy always to be with you. And when we do a show together, I always so enjoy your thinking, amazing what shall I say, power of your energy. You have incredibly powerful energy, and I feel that. I've always felt that coming from you, and it's a wonderful feeling that happens there, and I know others feel the same way. You just have that very special quality, and you're just a joy to have on the program, and I really just want to say so much thank you for being here and sharing so many wonderful stories and viewpoints that you have tonight. It was really quite remarkable and a lot to think about. You really have given us quite a bit to think about here.
What's important is to realize the strength of our spiritual power. The fact that we are beings who have and are electromagnetic energy. We are frequency. We are light frequency. We have more power than an atomic nuclear power plant. We are nuclear power plants walking around. That's one of the reasons why the extraterrestrials are fascinated by us, because of who we are and also our DNA, because our DNA is amazing. It's amazing.
I think you're, again, right on target like that. Yes, I totally get that and agree with you. And I think a lot of other people are coming to that same conclusion. Well, I'm going to have to do the sign-off now. Again, very heartfelt thanks to you, Julian Michaels, and please come again on the show. We're always a joy to have you here. And so much love to you. And this is Nick Curto for Disclosure Network New York, wishing you all an enlightened journey as you connect the dots to seek truth. Until next time, keep informed, stay safe, and be very, very kind to one another. Goodbye for now. Take very good care.